is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 27th of June, 2010. In the summer, 1869, John Muir signed up to help drive a flock of 2,500 sheep through the Sierras to what is now Yosemite National Park. He kept a journal that summer, and on this day in 1869, he wrote in it, "The beaked hazel is common on cool slopes up toward the summit of the Pilot Peak Ridge. There is something peculiarly attractive in the hazel, like the oaks and heaths of the cool countries of our forefathers. And through them, our love for these plants has, I suppose, been transmitted." In 1890, Anton Chekhov, 30 years old, set off on a three-month, 6,000-mile overland journey to Sakhalin Island, the Russian penal colony in Siberia. And it became the subject of his only nonfiction book, The Island of Sakhalin, published in 1893. On this day in 1890, he wrote a letter to his friend Alexei Suvorin and said that he had not been able to write a letter to him so far because the steamer he was taking up the Amur River had been rocking all the 7 days he'd been on it. He said, "I have seen such riches and had so much enjoyment that death would have no terrors now. The people on the Amur are original. Their life is interesting, unlike ours. There is beauty, space, freedom, and warmth. The lowest convict breathes more freely on the Amur than the highest general in Russia. And today I changed into the steamer Muravyov, which they say does not rock, so maybe I shall write." It's the birthday of the poet Lucille Clifton, born in Depew, New York, 1936, who died earlier this year at the age of 73. Her last volume of poetry entitled Voices. Her first book, Good Times, named one of the 10 best books of the year 1969 by the New York Times. It came out at a time when Lucille Clifton had 6 children under the age of 10. And it's the birthday of novelist Alice McDermott, born in Brooklyn, 1953, grew up on Long Island, author of numerous books about working-class Irish Catholics in the suburbs around New York City. Here's a poem for today by Edward Hirsch, Early Sunday Morning. "I used to mock my father and his chums for getting up early on Sunday morning and drinking coffee at a local spot. But now I'm one of those chumps. No one cares about my old humiliations, but they go on dragging through my sleep like a string of empty tin cans rattling behind an abandoned car. It's like this, just when you think you have forgotten that red-haired girl who left you stranded in a parking lot 40 years ago, you wake up early enough to see her disappearing around the corner of your dream on someone else's motorcycle, roaring onto the highway at sunrise. And so now I'm sitting in a dimly lit cafe full of early morning risers, where the windows are covered with soot and the coffee is warm and bitter." Early Sunday Morning, a poem by Edward Hirsch, from The Living Fire, New and Selected Poems, 1975 to 2010. Published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.